Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Rob, let's get it started. The big news is that there's no news, at least regarding Aaron Rodgers going to the Jets. It does seem like it's heading in that direction, Rob.
Yes, it does. It does seem
right,
that
the Packers. There's little reports out there. Trey Wingo, friend of the show, he reported that it's basically done. And a few other, you see the Jets players out there tweeting and stuff. And I think what has happened, I'm just putting two and two together from what's going on, because none of the big, Schefter and those guys haven't reported it.
They've all stayed away from it so far.
Right.
And that's what I'll look at that too, Chris, to see.
Oh, yeah.
Like, those guys are really plugged in.
Right.
And so far, not a peep from them on anything. And then there was even one report from somebody locally in New York over the weekend I saw. And then somebody who was with the NFL Network, I can't remember who it was exactly, or somebody, of that ilk, was like, he was reporting that there is no deal in place. Like, this guy, other guy
was
saying it was all done.
Well, it probably wasn't this weekend, but I bet you, I could be wrong, but speculating from what's out there, it seems to me like, Rob, they've made, the Jets and the Packers have a deal in principle. Right, they've got the parameters agreed to and everything, and now they're just waiting for Aaron Rodgers to give them the yay or the nay. That's what it seems like. And Rob, I got something to say to the Jets. Now, I said it last week. They didn't listen. I said, look, you're on your way to fly to California to see Aaron Rodgers. Turn the plane around and go visit Lamar Jackson. They didn't listen. Here's my advice now. I just a tidbit. Something for them to chew on. Aaron Rodgers doesn't want you. He doesn't want to play for you. Now, he will, because he wants $60 million.
Right, he'll have no choice at some point.
Right, I don't think he's walking away from that, Rob. But, Rob, if he was gung-ho about playing football again, gung-ho about playing for the Jets, what's the holdup? I think he was waiting to see either did the Packers really, they were really ready to move on. Okay, I don't think they were mean to him. I don't think it was like, yo, we're done with you. I think it was just that they let him know, look, we want to see what Jordan's got, and so on and so forth. And I think, Rob, he's kind of seeing, was there another team? Maybe thought for a moment the Raiders. Remember, he mentioned the Raiders at the golf tournament a few weeks ago.
And people went crazy.
That he could be reunited with Devontae, maybe somewhere. I mean, I think he should have been looking at the 49ers, but maybe they didn't want to spend that type of money. I think, Rob, he was seeing, is there a better situation? Maybe he was even thinking Miami. But it does, Rob, what? And I don't, look, and I know you brought this up, and I don't know how you feel about it now. I don't think the Favre thing is huge, but that's just me. Maybe it is huge to him. But I think that was so long ago that not a ton, you know, older people remember it, Rob. But I don't know if that's a huge, I don't think it should be for him. But maybe that's a part of it, too.
I'm with you that if he was all in on this, it would have been done already.
Right. Okay?
Like, what's the, I agree with you on that. That there's, what is the holdup if this is just kind of out there lingering? And this isn't when Stink, Mark Schlereth, remember that with the, near the, after the draft,
yeah,
he said it was a done deal.
Goal line or whatever.
Yeah. So whatever. Remember that? Right. It was at the 1 yard line. And of course it never happened. So I don't look at it that way because that was only one person who reported that. That was Mark. And that didn't happen. In this case, there's enough smoke out there to make me believe that, yes, there is something there. But I do believe that Aaron Rodgers is probably weighing, you know, like, just do I really want to go? Is there any other circumstance or situation that could present itself at the 11th hour? And the Jets are so over the top with it, you know, with all the
stuff. They're in trouble if they don't get him.
If they don't get him,
Garoppolo's
right.
Going to the Raiders.
Right.
Derek Carr, obviously, is already,
even
know,
their
the Saints.
Even their star, Mike White, is gone. You know,
right,
he signed with Miami today.
Right. That's not a bad.
Can you believe he got $18 million, Chris?
Mm-hmm.
Two years,
he had his
$18
moments, million. But that's a lot for a backup.
That's for five games. You know, five good games and five bad games.
Right.
That's what
he's
had.
That's a lot for a backup, too. But, look, and Rob, I think this, I get it. The Jets, they're that guy or that gal who never went to a school dance. Now they're a senior. And they want to go to the school prom. And they got a friend that lives next door who's popular, who everybody loves. He's, you know, a great athlete and all that. And he's willing to take you to the school dance if he can't go with somebody else. He got his eye on so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so. And if he can't go with one of them, then he'll take you. That's where the Jets are. And that's who the Jets are, Rob. I get it. For, like, I wouldn't have done it if I'm the Jets. Like I said, I'm looking more at Lamar Jackson. I may have even been looking more at Derek Carr just because of his age. I think I would have been.
I agree.
I think best case, you know, you win 10, maybe 11 games, get into the playoffs, and get bounced. I don't think they can win 11. That division, Buffalo, obviously, is good. Miami, Rob, they're loading up, and if Tua's healthy, they're going to be good. That's not to mention the rest of the AFC. And so, best case scenario, I think they get in as a wild card and get beat pretty quickly in the playoffs. Now, again, if you're the Jets, Rob, you haven't experienced that in a while. You got some young talent. You want to have some success. But he's probably gone after a year. Then you're starting all over again.
Right. And they're not close enough to me, Chris, where I really believe, like, they got everything in place to win a Super Bowl. And you go, all we need is 1 year. We just need 1 year from him, and we'll win. You know what I mean? Like, I get it when you're a franchise that has won one Super Bowl, and that was back in 1969, and they had that with Rex Ryan a couple years, Chris, where
right. –
They went to the AFC Championship game 2 years in a row, and they lost. Bill Parcells had them at an AFC Championship game. So they've had a few moments where they were good, you know, like
right.
They have. And they've had some really good players to the Jets. But the Giants in New York have won all the Super Bowls of late, and that's why the Jets are kind of the second-class citizen in New York. But definitely, I think you're right. I think that there is a little hesitation because it can't be about sweetening the pot for the Packers because they have no other taker. So if you're the Jets, you don't have – there's no – I'm not going to ante up anymore. Where is he going? Like the Packers can't rob me, Chris. They can't because you don't have any other options. So you got to take this deal that I'm going to give you and like it. And I think that it has nothing to do with Aaron Rodgers holding out for a better deal. It's I think what you are talking about is probably where he is. Do I really want to go play for the Jets? And the reason I bring up the – is that Brett Favre did the same thing. You know, it didn't amount. If I remember correctly, I could be off a game or so. They started 8-3, and then things went down from there. But they started 8-3 with him.
He was playing well.
You remember that? And then I can't remember, Chris, did he get injured or something happened? And then when he came back, he wasn't the same quarterback.
He had scandal there, too.
And he had scandal. He was showing pictures to female coworkers, which was not a good thing. Right,
right. He ended
and
up
not
nine,
pictures of his
nine
family.
9-7, right. 9-7 there.
But
and,
if you look at it, was he 8-3 at one point?
Was the coach.
If you look at the win total, they started like, I don't know, 7-3, 8-3. They were good to start.
The question I have, Robin, I'm looking that up now.
Am I totally off on this?
No, they went on a – yeah, they did start out 8-3. They were 3-3 and then won five straight and then lost four of their last five.
That was it.
The playoffs. Yep. Yeah. But the question I would have, Rob, if I'm the Jets and I'm like, man, does he really want to come? Or we got to beg him to come. Like, how invested is he going to be? Is he going to be there in the offseason to work out with the young receivers and get some chemistry? He didn't do it last year with the Packers, and you saw it took him more than half the year to get some chemistry with those guys. So is he going to do that with the Jets? He's Aaron Rodgers. I think he's going to play fine. I don't think he's turning back the clock to be an MVP candidate, but I think he'll play well enough. But I don't think he's, you know, if he's not fully invested, even then I wouldn't give him much of a chance. But I don't think, you know, I think it could be bad, or, you know, it just could end up not being great.
It could be a bad finish. It could be.
Yeah, it really could.
But they got a good young team. They got some players.
And they got a defense.
But I don't think that they're on that group in the AFC making
it. I think if he was in his prime, I would think, I mean, I don't know that I wouldn't pick him as the favorite, but I'd probably give him a great shot. I think they were a contender if they got him in his prime. Would you, because Garrett Wilson's good, Breece Hall, assuming he's back fine, the defense is legit, you know, but yeah, he's going to be 40 in December.
Right. There's also, it depends on who the other competition. I just think the AFC is so tough. I just think that's
true too.
That's just the toughest division. True. I'm conference, Chris, and I think that's the problem. When you start to look around. Yeah, I mean, there's players everywhere.
AFC, the Niners and the Eagles are as good as, you know, they're elite teams, but they're the only two.
Right.
And then Dallas is, you know, Dallas.
The NFC's wide open. The NFC's wide
right.
open.
It's open.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's get into more NFL talk. And Jimmy Garoppolo, and you mentioned it a little while ago, Jimmy Garoppolo signs with the Las Vegas Raiders a 3-year, 67, well, now there's different reports, but now 3-year, $72.75 million
deal. Well, what are they saying, 34 million guaranteed,
yes. So he's going to the Niners. What are your thoughts on this?
I think it's a lateral move. I know he's cheaper, Chris, and I know because of Josh McDaniels, they have a relationship or whatever. So this is like cronyism, not nepotism because they aren't related, but cronyism, you know, where we talked about in this business where you want somebody you're comfortable with or you know or whatever. I don't see this as like a major upgrade. I think Derek Carr, while he didn't play that great, Chris, and I'm not trying to make it like he had some great season last year, I think he's still better than Jimmy G.
He's done more individually as far as, you know, he's made 4 Pro Bowls. Jimmy G hasn't. Nobody thinks of Jimmy G in that caliber. Jimmy G obviously has won more. And, yeah, now people look at, oh, they got the great team. Of course he won with Deebo Samuel, Nick Bosa, and all those guys. But, Rob, you remember when he got there, they were 1-10. Mm-hmm. And 1-10 with 5 games left, you know those dudes were 1-2-3 Cancun after every practice, you know, figuratively speaking. And he went in there, led them to 5 straight wins, and they were sold in San Francisco, made him the highest paid quarterback in, you know, sport in the history of the league, highest paid player at that time. And then soured on him. I think one, look, neither of us has said he's a Pro Bowl, All Pro, Hall of Fame.
It really came down, Chris, to the souring him on that Super Bowl. That's like that Super Bowl they felt he didn't make. Remember, didn't he have an interception?
Well,
in the
even
end zone?
Going through those playoffs,
right?
Where remember the one game they only threw 8 times, and they just felt like there were certain things he couldn't do and throws right. He couldn't make. But I think, Rob, now, I'm not saying they wouldn't be moving on, but maybe not, because we'd have a fuller body of work. His biggest problem, even as he's not an Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes caliber player,
right?
His biggest problem is he can't stay healthy.
And I
bet you that has a big thing to do with why the contract is so low.
I agree with you. I mean, he's another guy that you could just pencil him in at some point.
Absolutely.
During the season.
He's about the worst starter in the league in that regard.
Like, he's always hurt. He's always missing time. Something always happens. It's not his fault. These are real injuries. He's not jaking it or anything.
Right.
It's just that he can't stay healthy.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, like sometimes, Chris, as we talked about, we get it. People want to be with people they feel comfortable with. And he feels like Josh McDaniels, like, I got a relationship with this guy. This guy knows me. You know, he was in New England and, you know, and he knows what I want him to do. And maybe Derek Carr is a little more of a veteran quarterback who's like, dude, I've had some success. I've been a Pro Bowler. I know, you know what I mean? Like, let me work and do what I do. And so maybe there's a meeting. There wasn't a meeting of the minds, which made it easier. And of course, we know this. The contract was really what it was, because they could get out of it without it doing damage to their cap, Chris, right? So they could get out of
it. The Niners?
Yeah, the Niners. I mean, the Raiders. Talking about the Raiders.
Oh, you're talking about with Derek Carr.
With Derek Carr. That's why this happened. It was more about that they were able to get out of it.
$40+ million right. dollars a year. That's right. all there is to it. And look, Jimmy G, just to finish up, wrap a bow on the injury talk, in his five full seasons, Rob, he played about five and a half there, but five full seasons with the Niners, he was only fully healthy 2 years.
Wow.
And even one of those seasons, he only played 15 games. But the 2 years, though, he led them to the NFC title game, and once they got to the Super Bowl.
Right.
And he had them up 10 points, you know, with about 8 minutes left in that Super Bowl against Kansas City before.
When they decided to start throwing the ball all the time, every down, instead of running it.
Exactly. Like. Exactly. And so I think that's been his biggest problem, is the poor health. But I agree. I mean, I don't know. I think Derek Carr is a great character guy. I think he's got the intangibles. But Jimmy G has proven to be more of a winner to this point. But physically, you're certainly not going to say he's more gifted than Derek Carr. And he's got a higher completion percentage. He's got a higher TD percentage. He's got a higher passer rating. His passer rating is the sixth highest ever, believe it or not, 99.6, I believe. But I agree with you. Here's one thing I will say, though, Rob. The fact that the contract is really low, was it about $23 million? Not even $23 million a year. That gives them money, theoretically, to go out and strengthen that defense. But offensively, they should be fine with Darren Waller and Josh Jacobs, who they franchised, and obviously Devontae Adams and Hunter Renfrow. Like the offensive line was pretty good last year.
But did you see
It is the defense that needs help. And if they go out and get some help, we'll see. I mean, they're in the AFC West, Rob, which I do think is going to be – I don't know if it'll be as good as we thought it would be this past season. But with the Chargers getting, you know, Kellen Moore as the offensive coordinator,
it'll be better, definitely.
Yeah, Denver with Sean Payton should be better. And so they're going to have some tough sledding out there to get into the playoffs.
Did you see what Devontae Adams put on his IG? Did you see that?
Yep.
What did that mean, Chris? Did you
want to read
that?
Why don't you read? Read what you can.
Yeah, let me see. Well, the only one I saw.
One bit of profanity in there, but.
Was it? Not the one that I saw. Oh, yeah. Maybe
the one
you're right.
You
said. Maybe you're right.
Yeah, it wasn't anything crazy, but.
Yeah, here it is. I had that. Oh, here we go. It said, this is where Ryan, I said, sent this to us. If you haven't talked, if we haven't talked in the last 3 weeks, don't hit me up about this blank. Thanks. Sugar honey iced tea is what he said. Don't hit me up about this sugar honey iced tea. Thanks.
Right.
So I'm assuming, my grandmother used to say that, sugar honey iced tea. Okay. I'm assuming, Chris, is this
that was on his IG?
Yeah, is this about the quarterback? Or was that his Twitter, Ryan? I think I can't tell by the
I would
that
think
was on Instagram.
About
Twitter.
I would
right?
Instagram.
I would think it's about Instagram. The quarterback.
Right?
People probably DMing him. They're
hey,
not
what do you think?
DM, but
what do you think?
Right. That's probably, but I'll, and I get it. I mean, I guess Because I would say my first thought was don't put that out publicly. If you put it out publicly, you got to understand the perception is going to be that you're not happy.
Exactly. That's the first thing you jump
right
to. Right.
Now, you might just be tired of having people hitting you up in your DMs all day. And, you know, that could be why you use the sugar honey iced tea. And, you know, right. But it comes off like you aren't happy. Which, look, you went from Aaron Rodgers in MVP form.
Right.
To now Jimmy Garoppolo, who, as much as he's won, is certainly no Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, we talked about it last year, Rob. Like, Devontae, he got paid. Now, granted, he would have got paid by Green Bay, right?
Right.
They ended up offering him as much money as the Raiders. Now,
and he wanted to go play with Derek Carr and his
and
college
wanted to go
quarterback.
Home according to him, so maybe he's happy just that he's at home, but, or, you know, more closer to the West Coast. But
right.
Professionally, now I think he'll still probably be a Hall of Famer, but I mean,
it took a hit though.
Yeah,
it took a hit. I'm not saying it's
done.
Right, right.
A great year last year,
yeah.
Despite the teams not playing well, but what if he doesn't have? You know, what if the next 4 years aren't great?
And he still might have
Jimmy G. I don't know.
A bad taste in his mouth just about the whole Derek Carr thing, because that was a plan, you know, to come. And I mean, obviously, you still got to decide to go to the Raiders on your, you know, without, you can't, you don't know what can happen. Derek
and
Carr
he
could
said
hurt.
That, you know, I wanted to go home. So that was the main reason I came and all that, too.
Right.
So, but he maybe, that, you know, who knows if that's really how it feels. But yeah, it's, it
doesn't
it's
seem
not
like a big upgrade
that
right.
you want. When you, I mean, it's probably a lateral type move. I mean, you can point out again, Jimmy G's got a few things, advantages in his on his side of the ledger, and so does Derek Carr. And so, but here's the, like I said, Rob, when you consider that to bring back Derek Carr, it would have been 40 plus million, and to bring in Jimmy G is almost half of that, a little over half of that. And you got money to go out and improve your team. And Rob, let's face it, Josh McDaniels needs to win. If he doesn't win this year, like they don't have a winning record, he's probably done. I would think he should be.
He should be, Chris. I agree with you.
Could have been done this year. 3 years as a head coach, two in Denver, 1.5 in Denver, one with the Raiders, and not a winning season to you know, lay claim to.
Yeah, it's been an ugly journey, and I don't know. I mean, like I say, they already had to pay John Gruden, Chris, all right. that money. They had signed Josh McDaniels to a 4-year deal, so they didn't want to have to pay him for 3 more years. So, because last year was disappointing. Remember, they made the playoffs a year ago.
They went from 10-6 to 6-11.
Right. It was a bad turnaround, and they lost a lot of bad games. And Josh McDaniels didn't do a good job. And his history, Chris, is bad. Started out, if you take away those first 6 games where he's 6-0 in Denver, look at what his record is.
Oh, yeah. Nah, it's bad as it is, but it's worse when you take away
those first six.
So. Right. All right. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Quickly, Rob, I'm saying I'm not ready to, you know, I'm not going to make any playoffs. I mean, I would think they're not going to make the playoffs. I mean, they were, you know, I just think the AFC is so stacked.
I got them out of the playoffs as well, even with Jimmy G.
He's the fourth best quarterback. I mean, I'm giving Russell Wilson the benefit of the doubt that with Sean Payton, he'll play better. I would say Jimmy G is clearly the fourth best quarterback in that division.
I think that's fair because you can't believe that Russell Wilson has nothing left. It's hard to believe that. And I know he played a little bit better, Chris, at the end of the regular season, but his season as a total was horrible.
He was horrible.
He was bad.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Next guest is a former nephew of Rob Parker.
That's
one
right.
One of our friends of the show, great NBA writer at Yahoo Sports, Vinny Goodwill. Vinny, what up?
Vinny, what's up?
And in the spirit of 313 Day, which is the area code that Rob was afraid to go to when he lived in Detroit, what up, though?
What are you talking about, Vinny? I lived downtown Detroit. I lived in the city
he
limits.
He lived there once.
No,
the
I didn't.
The strip clubs don't count,
once.
Rob.
I told right. you, Vinny, when I lived in Detroit, I lived in one of the safest buildings in the city. I could still remember that night. There were three cops in my lobby all night. They were afraid to go out. Nothing, Alex?
Vinny,
nothing?
That's only the 27th time I've heard that.
All right, it still was funny, Vinny. You laughed. That was not bad.
Yes. All right, let's get into this, Vinny. We just heard Ja Morant now doing counseling.
We didn't hear what kind of counseling. Did you hear
down
anything?
Down in Florida, yeah. Do you know anything about this or just the situation in general?
Well, I mean, I feel like we can all kind of surmise what type of counseling it is because it's in Florida. You know what I mean? That's kind of where people go when they maybe have to deal with alcoholic issues. You know, there were some videos of him on the private plane just taking down, you know, guzzling tequila and things like that.
Like it was lemonade.
Yeah. So not that I have anything against anybody who takes an occasional spirit, but I feel like it could possibly be. That's, you know, what it is. I think the wording is definitely vague, but you can surmise, you can kind of guess that maybe that's what it's for.
What happens here going forward with Ja? Is he going to play the rest of this year? It doesn't sound like it. It doesn't feel like it.
I mean, I guess if let's say if you're going whatever type of counseling you're going for, that isn't usually conducive to the NBA schedule. You know, if you're really serious about whatever treatment, whatever it's for, it takes more than 2 weeks. It takes more than six games. It takes more, you know what I mean? It's not necessarily going to be impressed upon the NBA playoff schedule. The playoffs begin in, you know, 3 weeks or whatever it is, or 4 weeks. And I'm not sure if he plays again this season, whatever team, I won't say sanctions or whatever statements the team has made, you know, initially the first two games and then four, I don't think they're going to say after this next game that he's got, there's going to be an extension. I think it's going to be a matter of if he completes whatever steps. And once again, if he's serious about it, y'all, I don't know how this happens at the end of the regular season.
So obviously this essentially derails Memphis's chances of winning the West. Vinny, I can't remember the last time it was this wide open. Do you think there is a clear favorite in the West, and who would that be, in your opinion?
No, there is no clear favorite. And you can look at the Denver Nuggets and say, hey, you guys have been the best team in the West by a country mile from start to finish. And you've got the two-time MVP, and you've got healthy players. And somehow, for some reason, we don't believe in them. We look
they
at
lost
Phoenix,
three in a row now, Kobe. Right?
I don't, Vinny. And Jamal Murray, you saw he had a sore knee last night, had to leave that game.
Yeah, I mean, but three-game losing streaks happen for every team throughout the course
of
the season.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I agree with you. It's late.
It's a late thing.
But you're saying you don't see them as a clear-cut favorite either. I agree with you on that. Yeah,
absolutely not. Only because they haven't done it. That, my thing is, if you guys remember the Golden State, the first championship year for Golden State, 14-15, they won 67 games and 65 games. And people were doubting them because of their style of play. And more importantly than anything else, they were doubting them because we never seen the Golden State Warriors be worth a damn when the playoffs came about. And the same thing matters, counts here for the Denver Nuggets. They have all these pieces that make a lot of sense on paper, but we've never seen it happen. So we're trying to talk ourselves into the Lakers, or talk ourselves into Golden State, or talk ourselves into the Clippers, because we just don't believe, or talk ourselves into the damn Sacramento Kings. We've never done that as long as I've been doing this.
I can't
talking
see them
the Sacramento Kings.
They're so young.
But what, I mean, what have the Kings done? I mean, they're playing great all year. Everybody's been waiting for them to fall off the side of the cliff. And it just hasn't happened, Vinny. What I mean, Mike Brown has done a great job there.
Yeah, and we've always said LeBron has never had a great coach, and it seems like he's had at least two of them throughout his career.
Eric Spoelstra too.
Three great coaches that we've said, and we said LeBron hasn't had one. Right. He's had three. And Sacramento, they've played hard. They played consistently. They bought into Mike Brown. He went in after a win, guys, and said, hey, y'all, this ain't good enough. And the only way that you can do that as a coach after a win this late in the season is if you have the actual sweat equity going on with your team and your leaders, that they know that they can afford to be called out and they'll respond to it. I think that says a lot about him. I think he has Coach of the Year wrapped up. But as far as the Western Conference, Chris, I can see about four teams making the finals depending on how this all shakes out.
I agree. Four. Do you think – Durant, I know James Jones came out and said he'd be playing now if the playoffs were here. But, I mean, they may go into the playoffs with him having only played about seven or eight games with their starters. I like their roster on paper. I think they're the best in the West. But that's a tall order to, you know, win the West with that little experience playing together.
Yeah, I mean, put it like this. If we were to just say – of team's best player has only played eight games with his team that season for whatever reason, be it trade, injury, suspension, or whatever, we would not say we're going to believe in this team to make a two-month-long run through the playoffs. If that's the case, then the regular season means nothing. And I think Kevin Durant is in the conversation to be the baddest man walking when he's healthy. There's nobody I've seen score as easy and have that type of effect on the game. Maybe Giannis. Maybe Steph Curry when he goes on a bender like he did Saturday night. But, Chris, even if he were healthy, there's a big couple of reasons why I wouldn't believe in the Suns. One is their depth, because I don't see them going beyond seven deep. And you're depending on Chris Paul. And I've seen Chris Paul's made movies. I've never seen a Chris Paul June movie because he never gets there.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Shots okay, what about – how about
you
Vinny out east?
You came over here throwing sling.
I know. Vinny ain't messing around. How about out east? Who you like, Philly, Boston, Milwaukee, out of those three teams?
I mean, I think smart money says Milwaukee, right?
So Milwaukee like, over Boston. Why are you not hot on Boston anymore?
Because Middleton seems like a shell of himself at this point.
Yeah, but I think that's partially a guy just coming back from not having played most of the season. If we're going to give Kevin Durant a lot of earned grace, then I'm going to give Chris Middleton a little bit of grace on him not stepping back on the floor until January or February. And they were really close to beating Boston in the second round without Chris Middleton last year. So if he's even 60% of himself, 70% of himself, and you got Giannis and you got Jrue Holiday and you've got the deepest team in the NBA. And for me, guys, the playoffs comes down to not how many ways can you win, it's how few ways can you lose. And the Bucks look to me like their ceiling, you know what I mean, their floor is so much higher than everyone else. When they have a bad game like they did Saturday night, they can still win the game. Another team's worst game means they're getting blown out by 20. When Milwaukee has a bad game, you still feel like they're in it or they have a little bit of control. And I feel like in the playoffs, that counts more than anything else.
Before you go, you probably saw the ESPN straw poll about MVP. Jokic, 77% of the vote. I think Embiid is right there. I mean, right now I'm kind of leaning toward him. Giannis is still there if he can play enough games.
It ain't gonna happen. Y'all
where
wasting
you
your
at
votes.
On, where you at on this?
Well, I didn't vote for him last year. I'll start that because I didn't think that you can have a six seed. How valuable are you if your team ain't that good, right? I don't have that argument this year if I didn't want to vote for him. You know what I mean? He's playing that well, but I do think, I wonder how much history is going to take place. And it's easy to say you're going to vote someone for the third straight MVP in February, and then April the vote comes up, and you're talking about putting them in the class with Wilt Chamberlain and Larry Bird and Bill Russell. And all those guys had trips to the finals in the midst of those runs.
Right.
And you're not supposed to vote on the playoffs. You're not supposed to vote on all this other stuff. But I remember people saying we couldn't give Giannis a third straight MVP because of what he didn't do in the playoffs before.
Yeah, but Vinny, this is where I have an issue with this. And you're looking at it from a historical standpoint, and I think that this is where I disagree with you. If they make Denver makes a run, say he wins the championship this year,
yep.
like that would justify everything. You don't know that's going to happen or not going to happen. So if he had better numbers than he had a year ago when he won the MVP and he's averaging a triple-double and they have the number one seed, how in the world could, like, the analytics guys of the writers not vote for him?
The analytics guys.
I'm asking you.
I'm looking at the defensive end, too.
No, I got it. I'm just talking about from those guys, Vinny. How are they not going to vote for him?
Rob, I completely agree with you. One, I think the triple-double thing is completely flawed. Like, we fell in love with the number 10, right? If Russell Westbrook averaged 31-9-9, he won the one MVP, which is why I didn't vote for him. Like, we got to be smarter than just saying the number 10 means something. So take that argument out of it. Also, this ain't the WWF championship belt, the MVP trophy. You don't get it the next year and have to lose it. It's up for grabs for someone to win it. But I do think that his play has warranted, whether it's the advanced stats, which really favor him, the on-court status and everything else, the way that team sort of molds itself around him, how important he is, that means a lot. Like, I have a much easier time voting for him this year than I did last year. So I'm not opposed to him winning a third straight MVP. I wouldn't say that he's Karl Malone or somebody like that.
We got to run, but great stuff.
Thanks, Vinny.
As always, man. We appreciate it. Keep up the great work.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought In that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.